we now move on to Abraham and Isaac, and this is where it gets a bit weird. I think that's the best way of putting it. This is where, and this is a technical term, this is where real evidence starts coming up of these plays being severely buggered about with. The text of the plays we have come from at the earliest 1591, so in fact actually technically slightly outside of our remit of before Shakespeare, though the plays themselves are considerably older than that. From the Reformation, there were considerable pressures on the people staging the Chester plays to adjust them to make them a little more Protestant. And so you start getting people turning up who start explaining things, certainly when it comes to Old Testament figures, who are can be a little uncomfortable in their slightly more bloodthirsty ways. So this is one of the first plays where this starts to happen. We have various people jumping in and out. The first one is Preco, who seems to be rather like the kind of person you get in a village hall if you're putting on a local amateur entertainment, who just turns up at the beginning and says, "Hello, everyone. This is the kind of play we're going to see. I'm such and such. I'm off now," and has nothing to do with the action whatsoever. But then we also have an expositor who is kind of the very serious person who now I'm going to explain what the play is all about for those who don't understand the theological meaning of this particular piece. So, moving into Abraham, I will need, obviously, an Abraham. Could I ask you to be Abraham of this play? Because it's in three sections. Liz, could I ask you to read the Preco, the random person who appears at the beginning? So you're sort of an official person who's not in the play at all. You're very much, and in theory, your name is actually Gobbert of the Green, I believe, whoever that is. So, play four.
All peace, lordings, that be present, and hearken now with good intent. Now no away from us is went, and all his company, and Abraham, through God's grace, he is coming into this place, and you will give him room and space to tell you his story.
So there is also the possibility that though these plays would have been performed in slightly different in different spaces and on pageant wagons and that kind of thing, that the set for the Ark was quite large. And there is that sense of possibly it's still a bit in the way before the Abraham play begins. So this is possibly one reason for this speech, as well as also just drawing attention to this particular pageant. Anyway, do continue.
This play, forsooth, begin, shall be in worship of the Trinity, that ye may all hear and see, that shall be done today. My name is Gobbert on the Green. With you no longer I may been. Farewell, my lordings, all by Dean, for letting of your play.
Ah, thou high God, granter of grace, that ending nay blessing has, I thank thee, Lord, that to me hast today given victory. Lot, my brother that taken was, I have restored him in this case, and brought him home into this place through thy might and mastery. To worship thee I will not wand, that four kings of uncouth land today hast sent into my hand, and of riches great array. Therefore of all that I have win to give thee tithe, I will begin the city sown, when I come in and part with thee, my prey. Melchizedek, that here king is, and God's priest also, Iwis, the tithe I will give him of this, as skill is that I do. God, that has sent me victory of four kings graciously, with him, my prey, part will I the city when I come to.
Abraham, brother, I thank it thee, that this day hath delivered me of enemies' hands, and their paucity, and saved me from woe. Therefore I give thee tithing of my good while I am living, and now also of his sending, tithe I will give also.
Abraham and Lot have had a relatively successful military career, and they're about to give thanks. And they're giving thanks not by sacrificing any animals, they're doing it by giving gifts, which they're about to do. And a messenger does come to Melchizedek, king of Salem.
My lord, the king's tidings are right, your heart foot are glad and light. Abraham hath slain in fight four kings, sith he went. Here he will he be this ilken night, and riches with him enough dight. I heard him thank God almight of grace he had him sent.
Ah, blessed be God that is but one. Against Abraham I will gone, worshipfully and that anon, my office to fulfil, and present him with bread and wine, for grace of God is him within.
speeds fast for love mine, for this is God's will.
And here the messenger, with his lovely accent there, offers to Melchizedek a standing cup and bread.
Sir, here is wine withouten weir, and thereto bread, both white and clear, to present him in good manner, that so us holpen has.
God, I wot, he is full dear, for of all things in his prayer, he hath withouten danger, and specially great grace.
And here Melchizedek doth offer to Abraham a cup full of wine and bread.
Abraham, welcome must thou be. God's grace is fully in thee. Blessed ever thou must be that enemies can so meek. I have brought, as you may see, bread and wine for thy degree. Receive this present now at me, and that I thee beseek.
Sir, king, welcome in good fay. Thy present is welcome to my pay. God has holpen me today, unworthy though I were. He shall have part of my prey that I won sith I went away. Therefore to thee thou take it may the tenth I offer here.
And here Abraham offers to Melchizedek an horse that is laden.
And your present, sir, take I and honour it devoutly, for much good it may signify in time that is coming. Therefore horse, harness, and perry, as falls for my dignity, the tithe of it I take of thee, and receive thy offering.
And Dictionary Corner, P-E-R-Y-E. I don't know anything about horses, that might be a modern word for all I know. But P-E-R-Y-E. As we paused, here another offering is made. Here Lot doeth offer to Melchizedek a goodly cup.
And I will offer with good intent of such goods as God hath me sent to Melchizedek here present. As God's will is to be, Abraham my brother offered has, and so will I through God's grace. This royal cup before your face, receive it now at me.
And here Melchizedek receiveth the cup of Lot.
Sir, your offering welcome is, and well I wot, forsooth it was, that fully God's will it is that is now done today. Go we together to my city, and now God heartily thank we, that helps us aye through his paucity, for so we full well may.
And at this point, an expositor appears to explain the significance of everything. So if I could ask you to exposit.
Lordings, what may this signify? I will expound apertly, that lewd standing hereby, you may know what this may be. This offering, I say, verament, signifieth the New Testament that is now used with good intent throughout all Christianity. In the old law, without leasing, when those two good men were living, of beasts was all their offering, and eke their sacrament. But sith Christ died upon the rood tree, with bread and wine him worship we, and on sheer Thursday in his maundy was his commandment. But for this thing used would should be afterwards as now do we in signification as life you me Melchizedek did serve, and tithes making as you see here of Abraham begun and were. Therefore he was to God full dear, and so were they both too. By Abraham understand I may be the father of heaven in good faith, Melchizedek a priest to his pay, to minister that sacrament that Christ ordained on Tuesday, Thursday, in bread and wine, to honour him, aye. This signifieth, the sooth to say, Melchizedek, his presence.
And yes, so the expositor here has put forward the argument that the whole point of this little pageant that we have just seen, where Abraham and Melchizedek exchange gifts, is to suggest that they've moved away now from the Old Testament way of working, which is to sacrifice animals, but in fact receiving gifts and tithes to each other is representative of bread and wine, etc., from Christ later on. Frankly, this argument is a bit thin, and does definitely speak of something added later on to explain and excuse such a random section of play which the new clergy didn't particularly like.